As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Carolina Hurricanes tied up the Stanley Cup Final 2 games apiece with a win at Vegas 5-3. Jordan Staal with 2 goals. The Canes led 2-0 in the first 3.5 minutes. Carolina will host Game 5 on Thursday. Then Game 6 will be back in Vegas on Sunday. In the WNBA, wins for Golden State and Atlanta. Also for Minnesota, which has won 8 straight. Cleveland Browns Pro Bowl guard Joel Bitonio retired after 12 seasons. U.S. Women's Soccer took its exhibition in Brazil 1-0 on an own goal. There were 8 red cards against Brazil, including the coaches. Attendance 55,000. To Major League Baseball, the Yankees and Tampa Bay each won. Seattle a 10-inning winner, 6-5 at Baltimore. Randy Arozarena, 2-run homer top of the 10th. The White Sox won 6-5 in 10 innings against Atlanta on a 2-run homer by Braden Montgomery in his Major League debut. The A's won in Vegas 7-5 over the Brewers.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Power outage in eastern Paso Robles caused by DUI crash. District Attorney Dan Dow releases 5-year data for conviction statistics. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 68 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. About 1,600 customers were without power in Paso Robles yesterday near Highway 46 East, the airport, and Golden Hill Road. The outage was reported at about 7:30 p.m. and was likely caused by a downed power pole from a DUI crash on Union Road. CHP responded to the incident, saying that it also sparked a small tree fire. Power was eventually restored after 9 p.m. No further information from CHP or PG&E is available at this time. As the 2025-26 school year ends, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District reminds parents and students they are offering free meals to students throughout the summer. The district says the Summer Meals for Children program helps ensure that young people have access to nutritious foods while schools are out of session. Meal services are available in the downtown City Park, Oak Park, the District Culinary Academy on Golden Hill Road, and Centennial Pool at 12 p.m. through late July, varying days of the week. Families are encouraged to take advantage of any of the meal sites, and no registration is required. District Attorney Dan Dow releases five-year data for traffic statistics. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. District Attorney Dan Dow released conviction rate data for San Luis Obispo County Superior Court for 2020 through 2025. The DA's office says felony conviction rates remained remarkably stable and strong over the five-year period, with the five-year range averaging 81 to 85%. SLO County's performance is higher than the statewide average every single year by almost 10%. The DA's office says the most important goal of a prosecutor is to seek the truth and not secure a conviction, and that the conviction rates represent the integrity, professionalism, and courage of the men and women of the San Luis Obispo County DA's office who stand up every day for crime victims and pursue accountability with both diligence and fairness. The DA's office says they are proud of the results and the ethical framework that produced them. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo recently unveiled the campus's new Madden Football Center in a ribbon-cutting ceremony on June 6th. The facility is named in honor of Cal Poly alumnus, Hall of Fame coach, and iconic broadcaster John Madden. The $45 million project will serve as the new home for Cal Poly football, designed to provide Mustang football with a modern headquarters for training, recovery, nutrition, team development, and program operations. The stadium was made possible through the generosity of donors and supporters, featuring a 37,000-square-foot football operations building, which includes a weight room, locker room, student-athlete lounge for studying, outdoor patio, and team meeting room, and more. Cal Poly will officially open its 2026 home season on Friday, August 28th, against Idaho. Once again, election results were updated by the County Clerk Recorder's Office yesterday evening. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody, with the gap between them widening to 886 votes. Jimmy Paulding leads the District 4 race by over 1,300 votes. According to the Clerk Recorder's unprocessed ballot support, about 37,000 votes remain to be counted. The next results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Brewers 7-5, the Nationals over the Giants 6-3, the Reds beat the Padres 5-3, the Angels over the Astros 10-1, the Dodgers beat the Pirates 12-3, the Yankees over the Guardians 3-2. Tonight, the Angels will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Brewers, the Dodgers will face the Pirates, the Giants will go against the Nationals, the Padres will face the Reds, the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, Tom Steyer conceded the California gubernatorial race yesterday after it was determined that Steve Hilton received enough votes to advance to the general election. Steyer has officially endorsed Becerra for governor after his resignation. Hilton will face Javier Becerra in November. Governor Gavin Newsom officially issued a proclamation declaring the 2026 general election for November 3rd in the state. Offices include governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, controller-treasurer, Attorney General, and Insurance Commissioner. A police chase in Modesto led to the death of one person inside their home early yesterday morning. CHP started the pursuit at about 1:20 a.m. when they noticed a car was speeding in the area. During the chase, the vehicle ran a red light and crashed into a home on Tuxford Lane. One person was inside the home and died from the resulting injuries. The victim's name is not being released. The driver, identified as 20-year-old Zachariah James Nobel, was arrested for DUI, manslaughter, evading officers, and driving on a suspended license. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Markets have up cycles and down cycles, but one major problem that never seems to get easier for farmers is weed management. Kochia is one of the most problematic of those weeds, and Dr. Charles Geddes on the Growing Pulse Crops podcast said the foundation of an integrated approach to controlling kochia is to make the crop as competitive as possible.
Promoting a competitive crop can go a really long way to helping to manage this particular species. So we've done research looking at reducing row spacing, increasing crop seeding rates throughout crop rotations. So what we found is that kochia really responds to that competitive crop. And the way that it responds is it reduces the number of seeds that it produces. So for a plant that can produce up to 100,000 seeds when it's not competing with other species, they can really reduce that seed production quite quickly. And really, I mentioned, because it's a short seed bank, that can go a long way to helping to reduce the number of seeds that go into the seed bank and then the densities that are emerging in the subsequent year.
Geddes and colleagues showed in a study that narrowing row spacing and increasing seeding rates of a crop like lentil can reduce the kochia biomass by nearly 80%.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for volume, quality, and selection. June 16th and 17th, Superior's Corn Belt Classic video auction heads to South Sioux City, Nebraska. More than 70,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock will sell over two big days. See every lot in high-quality video and bid online from anywhere. Register today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock has been a leader in livestock marketing for nearly 40 years. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic, June 16th and 17th.
Flies don't just bother cattle, they steal performance. That's why there's a smarter way to fight back. SmartLick fly control tubs help stop flies where they start. Available with Clarify Larvicide and Altacid IGR, these feed-through tubs work while your cattle graze. The result? Fewer flies, less stress, better performance. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Using pressure chambers, commonly called pressure bombs, has been compared to taking the blood pressure of a plant to tell how stressed for water it is. The technique has been around since the 1970s, but it's been slow to catch on. A survey by the California Department of Food and Agriculture in the early 2020s found pressure bombs were used only on about 16% of crops. Now, as farmers face more pressure from electrical rates, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and overall water availability, growers said pressure bombs can help farms better steward their water.
San Joaquin County walnut farmer Richard Thompson has been a longtime fan of using pressure bombs to schedule irrigations. "I won't do too much irrigation until I know I can get a good reading with the pressure bomb," Thompson said. Not only does the device help him avoid over or underwatering his trees, but it also helps to time irrigations to PG&D's cheaper off-peak weekend periods. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, continuing into the weekend and Wednesday next week. Low 90s Friday, upper 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday and Tuesday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 68 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury, joy designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest reading on inflation is not encouraging. The consumer price index rose 4.2% for the year ending in May, up 3.8% excluding food and energy. The numbers are in line with expectations, though that 4.2% increase is the highest since April of 2023. The Iran conflict and tech stocks are dragging down the major averages today. Supermicro computer shares are down 13%. It plans to raise $7 billion from a stock sale to fulfill orders, but it's a reminder for investors that the AI boom is driving up costs. Pet supplies company Chewy is lowering expectations for sales for this year. Chewy is citing what it calls a more dynamic consumer backdrop. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2, Eric's in for Karen, and the topic is all things Central Coast, so that should be interesting. Here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. One of the great chiefs of the Old West was Apache Chief Cochise. Chances are you know a bit about Cochise. Today we may be sharing some information you already know, but we're sure there will be information you don't know. Without a doubt, anyone who knows anything about the Old West is familiar with the name of Cochise. Little is known of his early life, but he became prominent as a chief of the Chiricahua Apache as a result of his successful battles with the Mexicans. Although he occasionally attacked Anglos, his battle with the Anglo really began in October 1860 when Cochise was accused of stealing the adopted son of an American rancher. A Lieutenant George Bascom invited Cochise and some of his top men to a party. And unaware of the reason behind the invitation, Cochise responded. Lieutenant Bascom took Cochise hostage, stating he would not be released until the boy was returned. But Cochise managed to escape. Incensed by the accusations and his capture, Cochise spent the next decade taking the lives of hundreds of Anglos and causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in property damage. Anxious to have peace with the Chiricahua Apache in 1872, the government agreed to give them a huge reservation in southeast Arizona if they stopped the war. Cochise and his people agreed. But Cochise didn't have long to enjoy the peace, because a couple of years later, on June 8, 1874, he died of stomach cancer. It's interesting to note that about a decade after Cochise's death, the boy whose kidnapping had started the war resurfaced as a scout for the army and confirmed that the army was wrong. It was a group of Western Apache, not Cochise, who had kidnapped him. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. District Attorney Dan Dow released conviction rate data for San Luis Obispo County Superior Court for the past 5 years. The five-year range was about 81% to 86%, higher than the statewide average every single year by almost 10%. The DA's office says this represents the courage, integrity, and professionalism of the men and women of their office. As the 2025-26 school year ends, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District reminds parents and students they're offering free meals to students throughout the summer. The district says the Summer Meals for Children program will be offered at the Downtown City Library, Oak Park, the District Culinary Academy, and Centennial Pool through late July. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 70 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump says Iran has had enough time to make a deal and now they'll pay the price.
President Trump told me that he is getting close to ordering new strikes against Iranian power plants and bridges because he says the Iranians are tapping the United States along when it comes to the negotiating process. He says the bully of the Middle East is dead.
Dr. Trey Inks in Tel Aviv. The president called it a miracle that two pilots survived when their helicopter was hit by an Iranian drone and did not explode. The consumer price index rising 4.2% for the year ending in May.
This is where we are paying more. Gasoline up 40.5% year over year. Airfare is up 26%.
That is Lauren Simonetti of the Fox Business Network. America is listening to Fox News.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty. My
got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
protect your home or business, trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine today, and make sure you're hydrated as well as your animals. Highs in the upper 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s, and on your Thursday, temperatures will cool down a little bit to the low 90s. Low 90s on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, mid 80s Sunday, Monday upper 80s, upper 80s Tuesday, and low to mid 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:19 p.m., we are at 70 degrees. Weather brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Once again, sound off. Eric's in for Karen and all things Central Coast. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. So we're on the backstretch, headed for home sweet home.
Low down in inside, done did everything that needs done. Woe is me, why can't I see? I'd best be leaving well enough alone. Them neon lighting lights couldn't stay out of fights, keep a haunting me in memories. Well, there's one in every crowd for crying out loud. Why was it always turning out to be me? Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. Seems like it was just the other day. I was down at Green Gables, hawking them tables, generally blowing all my hard-earned pay. Piano rolled flutes, danced holes in my shoes. There weren't another other way to be. For lovable losers and overcount boozers and honky-tonk heroes like
the Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up, well, we already did that. Let's see here on the email, this is regarding the free. The free, again, I think it's a word that should be not used when taxpayer money is supporting things. It should be your friends and neighbors, your government, etc. Anyway, I tell my students I never eat in the cafeteria, not because of the food. No one tells me what to eat. I do that to my cat. I'm trying to teach my students to resist dependence on government. When you are self-reliant, you are in control. I have explained to my students I don't get EBT support, and nobody tells me I can't buy something at the grocery store, but I'm in the minority. All right. Thank you for sending that in. And that's a public school teacher, by the way. It says so there. Let's see here. On the text, morning, just a thought on the free food for kids. With gas around $6 a gallon, why don't the parents take the gas money it takes to drive them to and fro to get the so-called free food and use it to buy their kids food? Well, why would you ask that question? Why would you even suggest that a parent do something like that when they can get the quote-unquote free food? It's simple, one word, control, indeed. Another text, the Feeding Our Future, which was a children's feeding program in Minnesota, ripped the government off for more than $250 million, so it's probably a way of making money. Well, right, they get reimbursed. Remember, there's no registration required. None. Parents can be multimillionaires. You still get it. Let's see here. Not only is it cruel to manipulate someone into dependency, it's evil. I agree 1,000% with that. 1,000%. As a matter of fact, I'll get to that in a second. Another text here. Aren't EBD cards supposed to pay for their food? I wonder how many employees it takes to present at free meal, present a free meal, including preparation, transportation, servers, etc. It might be cheaper to send them to a local place to eat and some. So, okay, this is, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and this may be a absolutely ridiculous example. You're raising cows, cattle, whatever, and you feed them. When, you know, animals, they have a sense when it's feeding time. You know, you come out and they're there. They're dependent on you. Right? I mean, we see that. Chris, your cat knows the routine, or you know its routine, right?
Yep, I get home from work and it's feeding time. I wake up and it's feeding time.
Right, okay, so they look for that. And, you know, obviously it's our job as adults, not adults, but humans, to take care of them because they're dependent on us. But I'm not talking about domestic animals here. What I'm talking about is this, maybe it makes an example. So I get up every day and I feed the cows. The cow's dependent on me. Sees it, trusts me, and so forth, because they know what's coming. But at the end of it, what happens? I sell them off, and I have them killed. Or I do it myself. So they're dependent on me because I need them to be profitable. Does that make any sense at all of you feeding them? And it doesn't matter if, and we're not talking necessarily about killing, although I would say that aren't you killing the soul of somebody when you make them dependent on you? Aren't you killing their independence by doing that? You groom people and you bribe them in to your system. And they become dependent on you. You've killed their soul. Now, go back to that. That's evil. That's evil. And I wonder if the people that do this and think it's okay, and not to set some parameters. Okay, Mr. Will, we have this free meal here for your kid. Can you tell us why you can't afford to feed your kid? Well, what do you mean by that? Well, what are your expenses? What are the priorities in your home that you don't put aside, or you can't put aside, or you say you can't put aside to feed another human being? What kind of services for entertainment are you spending your money on monthly that you can't feed this person that you decided with your wife to bring into the world? Didn't you and your wife even talk about the financial obligation that you have, not your neighbors, not the schools, not the government, to provide for your child? This is wishful thinking on my part. It'll never happen that those questions are brought before people. And again, I always have to clarify before somebody has a social heart attack. We all understand that there are people that circumstances happen and so forth and so on. We know that. But when you start to have programs that every single kid in this state gets something for free for food, and there's no registration required, does anybody think that's a little strange or dangerous? That's grooming. You can't tell me that it's not. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What else? It's cruel. By the way, did anybody find out if the trustees, the board of trustees at the high school, or not at the high school, but for the school district at last night's board meeting, did they increase their stipend from $275 a month to $1,200 a month? If so, what was the vote and what were the reasons for these struggling people that need that money from a district that has no money. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So I think we need to pick our battles. And to me, feeding kids is not one of them. I mean, the poverty level for a family of four, I think it's a little over $30,000 that, you know, has makes you, you know, living in poverty. But, you know, I mean, things are just not the same, Kevin, price-wise. And I know you're probably going to say, well, then you shouldn't have kids. But two parents could be working full-time, and that you know, a breakfast and a lunch in the summer, you know, is going to make them be able to pay their power bill. I personally, I don't think people that are loaded with money are taking their kids. There may be some, but I doubt there's many, because people look at that as like, you know, it's, I don't know, shameful is the right word or not. It shouldn't be, but, you know, I mean, obviously if they can afford to feed their kids, it is shameful to take them to free food programs, but I honestly don't think it's being abused by those people. And, my God, food, you know, we spend $1,600 a month on groceries. And, I mean, we're not loaded, and we live on fixed incomes, and we're raising two grandkids, you know, and we do it. But I just don't – there are so many wasteful, ridiculous programs, you know, in California. You know, I don't know about, you know, federally, worldwide, but –
how do these people?
The food program isn't one to cut.
Well, you know, there's no registration required for this, so I don't know how the school district monitors that. And if I'm going to, you know, when you say that, you know, it's not a battle to pick, apparently we don't pick enough battles, because we see there's the federal government has over 2,200 programs for assistance in this country. Now, that to me is very dangerous for society as a whole. I don't know how these kids are eating on the weekends or during the holidays. How do they manage that? And I'm not going to
probably not a lot.
I don't believe that, because I believe that the priorities for people are out of whack. And part of that, my thinking is because we've allowed so much of government assistance, whether it's cell phones, the electrical and so forth and so on. So the families are learning they don't have to. All they need to do is go in front of some politician or whatever group and cry wolf. Nobody's willing to ask them, where are their priorities? Are they spending $800 on wheels for their cars, or are they spending it wisely? Are they spending $150 on a Raiders jersey or something stupid like that? Or are they providing for their children? And the question should be asked directly, why should I provide for your child?
Well, in California anyway, I can say that if, you know, two parents are working, they don't qualify for, you know, food stamps. And they don't qualify for a lot of programs. Maybe Covered California, where they have to pay something for health insurance. But, you know, I mean, I don't know people that are doing that, you know, I know, I mean, everybody is struggling. And, you know, I mean, people, you know, want to leave California, but it takes money to leave California. Prices are out of whack with what we're paying people for income, housing and groceries.
Look, we all understand that, but do you understand my point about what government has been doing to people? These programs have been in effect long before the recent increase in the price for food and gas. These programs have been around for quite a long time now. Do you understand my point about government making people more dependent on government?
Well, yeah, but I know people that are dependent on government, and they don't live rich lifestyles at all. They're below poverty. You know, I mean, even with working, well, I know we absolutely do disagree on this. As far as the food program go, there are a ton of, you know, ridiculous programs, you know, for people that we waste, you know, our taxpayer money goes to. That is ridiculous. I just don't think, I think feeding kids in the summer is just not a bad thing. Because I know people struggle, like, you know, I mean, their kids get free breakfast and free lunch at school. And then having to provide that, when you're already, you know, not making it. I bet you, you know, the amount of people that are not paying all of their power bill every month, you know, to buy groceries is high, you know, and they...
Well, you are aware that anyway. you are aware that people in certain income brackets, they get discounted on their energy bills. You are aware of that.
Yeah, but it's okay. Not a lot. My husband.
Well, you know what?
My husband, we got that too, and
where do you think that money comes from if it's being discounted to one group? Where do you think it's coming from?
Well, I mean, of course, it's tax dollars, but you know what?
No,
other states
no.
aren't. You know, we
it's
don't
not,
have.
It's not coming from tax dollars. It's coming from the other customers who don't fit the requirements, whatever the you know, the PG&E or whoever it is. So I have to pay more, or I'm paying for somebody else's. And again, my basic question has always been to any of these programs in the government, whether it's food or not, where are your priorities in your house that you're spending on things that are not the necessities of life? Do you think that that's possible?
Well, I think that is an issue, but I don't think it's the majority of people. I just don't.
I think the majority
of people
work
hard and try to make it in this economy, and it's rough.
I think you and I would disagree on that point.
Yes, we do.
150%.
Yep, we do.
Yep. All right.
Have a good day.
Okay, thanks. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. Have you seen the video circulating where homeless on Skid Row in San Francisco are being paid to sign ballot? And yeah, that came up, I don't know how long ago, but yeah, that was an issue. And I think Karen had someone on talking about that. Let's see here. On the text, the attitude of this is exactly how they get away with it. Negating a lifetime of dependence is worth the battle. Choose the battle. The battle is just over this dependency. And again, you can't tell me that if you're not allowing people to be independent and responsible, you're killing them. And that just becomes a way of life. We were all given a lot of abilities to do many things. Stabbing that is not right. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is in response to the gal who was saying, I hail to die on not feeding kids. Oops. I'm going to turn off my radio. I work at a school, and all those kids who are getting free lunch, they throw away the milk, the apples, the fresh raisins, the fresh carrots. They walk right by all the fresh stuff and grab all the junk, and they throw most of that food away.
I didn't know junk was still allowed in the schools.
Well, it's those puffy pastries that, you know, there are those Mexican puffy pastries. And they have whole wheat cinnamon rolls, cereal. To me, that's not as much junk. But the farmers, where I work anyway, the farmers have a whole nice salad bar. It all comes straight from the farms, and the kids walk right past that. But DeGale was so worried about kids starving. I used to pick up food for another student who dad didn't have a car. And it was Cal Poly cheese, eggs, milk, very good stuff. I said, well, what happened to this? Oh, my dad's friend ate it. So it's a matter of priorities with these families. A lot of these families have cell phones, the best clothes. You know, I know that woman's heart. But I've seen it firsthand. These kids throw much of that food away.
Okay, you mentioned the word priorities, and that.
Well, priorities. I asked one of the teachers who works with a low income, because they have cell phones and they have tablets and they have Xboxes at home, and I said, well, what about? And she goes, well, it's their priorities. You know, like the families would rather have their kid have a cell phone and the Nike shoes and the whatever hats they like, and that's what the teacher meant, is the families would rather use their money for things, the status symbols, rather than, you know, quote, feed their kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my point. I want that woman to know there's plenty of very healthy food available, but much of it gets put either thrown in the trash, some sometimes you can't reuse the milk if it's been out for more than 20 minutes, so they throw all the milk away. Anyway.
Okay, and then is there any appreciation for this free food?
I don't see any of it. They go, but they eat maybe one or two bites of the peach, and the peach has to be thrown away. They really appreciate the chocolate milk. That's what they really appreciate.
Oh,
but I don't see much. Oh my gosh, carrots! Oh, fresh strawberries.
Well,
they do really like the fresh strawberries. I'll tell you that.
All right, I understand the carrots and the love for the chocolate milk because they are kids and so forth. But
yeah,
I got another call, but I appreciate your experience. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye. All right, to another phone call. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Money is fungible. We heard that on national news about bigger items. Okay, if you've got you don't have to worry about your kids eating, then you've got money for the iPhones and the fancy shoes and the jackets and all this kind of stuff. I don't think schools should be feeding kids breakfast or lunch. That's the parents' responsibility 365 days out of the year. I don't care. I guess I'm a meanie.
No, I wouldn't say you're a meanie. That's what responsibility is. You decide to bring a child into this world. When is reality going to hit these people that it costs a little bit of money to be able to provide for them, and that it's their responsibility, not my responsibility?
Amen. Yes. And until the schools can start getting out graduating children that can read and write and know history, do science, things like that, this whole food thing is just absolutely ridiculous. I know it's different budgets, but it's our money.
That's right. You're 100% right. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see here. A couple of minutes left on this. Let me see here. Many students show up with the Starbucks drink or a Gatorade. Neither are cheap. Chris, is there an age? I'd never thought of this.
What?
Starbucks?
What about it?
Can underage kids buy coffee?
I don't see why not.
I don't drink coffee, so I never even thought about that.
Coffee is like associated with adults, but is there any laws restricting people who aren't an adult to buy coffee?
I just never put Starbucks and kids together.
I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kids were having Starbucks all the damn time in high school.
Whoa. Starbucks are pretty expensive, aren't they?
I don't know. Never been there.
Oh.
According to them, they need it.
They need it?
Yeah, they need it.
What, for a boost?
I guess so. I run off natural energy.
I do the same because I don't drink any of that stuff.
Me neither.
which is, so you start at a young age having to rely on artificial jump. That's not good. That's not good. Okay, let's see real quick. This day in 1854, and thank goodness for it, the United States Naval Academy graduates its first class. It was established in 1845, and it is the second oldest of the five U.S. service academies. Yes, indeed, and it is a beautiful campus. If you ever get a chance, head down to the quaint town of Annapolis.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. About 1,600 PG&E customers were without power in Paso Robles yesterday near Highway 46 East, the airport, and Golden Hill Road. The outage was reported at about 7:30 p.m. and was likely caused by a downed power pole from a DUI crash on Union Road. Once again, election results were updated by the clerk recorder's office yesterday evening. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody with a slightly widening gap. Jimmy Paulding also continues to lead in the District 4 race. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 70 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off, Eric Zent for Karen, all things Central Coast. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. And again, make sure you take care of yourselves and the animals. Going to be a little on the hot side. All righty. Thanks so much. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.